Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is who you should not trust, part 3, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 7, 8 and 9. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars." In this episode and the next, we'll be looking at the errors of a king of Judah called Asa. I will encourage you to read the entire story for yourself. Asa had ruled peacefully for 35 years. God had been with him and had constantly protected him and his people. Suddenly, the king of Israel, Baasha, declared war against Judah. Rather than run to God who kept him safe for 35 years, Asa, relying on natural human intellect, ran to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, for help. The amazing and scary thing about this story is that the king of Syria actually did successfully help Asa. Baasha retreated and left Judah in peace. But shortly afterwards, the word of the Lord came. "Because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand." God was saying, "I had intended to give you something bigger. I was going to help you take over the whole Syrian army. But because you relied on man, you have missed that." My dear listeners, when we trust in other things other than God, what happens is that it may look like things are going very well in the natural, but we miss a lot of other things God had planned for us. When you insist on writing the script of your own life, you shortchange yourself. How much can you really see? What do you really know compared to the God of all creation? The consequence of Asa's actions did not stop there. God continued, "You have done foolishly," he said, "for trusting the arm of flesh. Therefore, from now, you shall have wars." When you trust in man or in your own plans, everything may go well for a season, but eventually there will be problems ahead. Asa got temporary respite from the king of Israel, but was now sentenced to a lifetime of wars. When you do not trust in the Lord, you throw your life into needless battles. Most importantly for us today is how God describes trusting in man. God calls it foolish. It may seem commonsensical in our day to put our trust in man, but God says it is a foolish thing to do. Let's not be foolish. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.